Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the 19th chapter of the book of 2 Kings, we learn of some of the travails of King Hezekiah, king of Judah. We read, "It may be that the Lord your God heard all the words of Rabshakeh, whom his master, the king of Assyria, has sent to mock the living God, and will rebuke the words that the Lord your God has heard. Therefore, lift up your prayer for the remnant that is left." You know, it's been said that King Hezekiah of Judah would have made a better priest than a king. And he certainly was a ruler who allowed his faith to govern his political decisions. Hezekiah led a national effort to restore the proper worship of Yahweh in the kingdom of Judah. Whatever Hezekiah's faults and failings might have been, and there were a number of them, he really did try his best to be faithful to God. He tried his best to trust in God's provision, even when the odds seemed stacked against him and his people. Now, after the Assyrians had conquered the northern kingdom of Israel, the invading Assyrian army moved south, and they began to besiege Jerusalem. Now, the leader of the Assyrian armies taunted the Jews, who had taken refuge behind the walls of Jerusalem. He derided Hezekiah's belief in Yahweh's deliverance. The story is one of a battle between Hezekiah's faithfulness and Assyria's sheer force. Now, while we may be tempted to question the theology behind the event, history is actually quite clear. It's clear about what happened next. The Assyrians inexplicably retreated, and they never returned to the kingdom of Judah again. Hezekiah and his people were delivered, and they firmly believed that their deliverance came from God. Now, questions abound, of course, for all people of faith have experienced moments when prayers have not been answered and when bad things have befallen good people. But the teaching of this story is one that's echoed throughout the entire Bible, that in the end, faith triumphs over force. Let's pray about that. Lord God, Scripture attests to the fact that you shower your blessings on faithful people and unfaithful people alike. That means, Lord God, that your provision is offered to the Hezekiahs of the world as well as the Rabshakehs of the world. Therefore, it may be futile to try to figure out whose side you are on, perhaps because you love all sides involved in every dispute, disagreement, and conflict. Which leads, Lord, to the question, what use is our prayer? How can faith claim to triumph over force? How can we believe that good will eventually win over evil when we're not always able to tell the difference between the two? There's so much we just do not know or understand, Lord. So we will continue to pray for deliverance and for the wisdom to know what is right. And we will entrust the rest to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.